It's the Joe and Alex Show. You can follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. When you guys were in school, did you ever take part in any kind of clubs in school, like newspaper club or the journalism club?
Yes, I wrote for our school newspaper for all four years of high school.
What was it called? Do you remember the name of your school paper?
The Bagpiper.
I think we talked about this before. Like, were you guys the Highlanders?
Mm-hmm,
me too. How Highlanders? Woo!
Yeah, we were both Highlanders.
Yeah.
I had a fashion column that was called Couture in the Country. It was popular. I'm not making this up.
Did you do the outfit of the day?
I didn't do outfit of the day post. I could have done outfit of the month because it came out once a month. But my column, and I'm not just saying this, really was the most popular column that we had. And it was so popular that we did another an additional column to my column online, and it got the most hits out of any high school newspaper publication in the entire state of Indiana. And other high school newspaper advisors were calling my advisor, Jim Lang, if you're a teacher in Indy, then you know him probably if you're in journalism, and we're like, dude, how do we get our students to generate the type of views and stuff that Alex is getting? Because it was crazy, because what I was doing was calling out trends and stuff that I hated in high school. Like, we had these girls and guys that would wear raccoon tails and stuff.
Were they furries?
In school. Yes.
On their butt?
Yes, they would wear actual animal tails.
But were they
tails.
Furries, though? Like those people that dress up like furries?
No, they would wear Ariana Grande cat ears, and okay. They would wear tails, like furry tails over their jeans.
Walking
and I
side
made
to
fun
side
of them.
For sure, right?
And I just called them out, and I was like, what is this trend? And like just made fun of all the stuff, and I hated Uggs, and I talked about how I hated Ugg boots, which were the shoes. So everybody was like, I hate Alex. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Controversial.
Did you ever do any like investigative stuff?
I didn't do, and that was in my, because I was like a features, you know, column
okay,
writer.
Okay.
So I wasn't in the serious news.
Well, this is crazy because everybody thinks journalism is dead, but not really. Look what this newspaper did. A high school in Pittsburgh, Kansas, hired a new principal last month named Amy Robertson, and the student newspaper was planning to do kind of like a fluff piece, like, hey, it's our new principal. She let her favorite candies, M&Ms, you know, just all that fluffy crap about her. But when they looked into her university where she got her doctorate, they found stories about how it's a scam. Like, you could basically buy the degree online.
Dude, did she know that or no?
I don't know.
Like that nurse. Remember the nurse that called us and said that she has been working in Indy at a hospital for like 5 months or whatever and has zero credentials?
Apparently, it was an online school called Corliss University. So they started digging deeper. Six students actually worked on the story for about 3 weeks and found that a school she used to run in Dubai, so apparently she was in Dubai, got shut down in 2013 for some shady reasons. It's like, well, why did that school close?
Ooh.
And she also isn't actually even licensed to teach in Kansas. Even though she's not a teacher, she's the principal, she has to have a teacher's license. Apparently, the Kansas Department of Education had not approved all of her credentials, and she initially claimed the student's story was, quote, not based on facts. But after they published it on Friday, like a week ago, she ended up resigning.
Whoa, she knows something.
Like, that's
up.
The power.
Something is up.
Exposed.
How do you think
Kim Kardashian exposed.
How do you think the superintendent felt about this?
Upset, I'm sure.
The superintendent said he's proud of the students who broke the story, and so is their journalism teacher. She says they weren't out to get anyone fired. They just followed the facts.
Wow, that is really cool.
I'm really worried that people are going to start like fact-checking me. Like, how did he get to the Joe and Alex Show in Indy? Like, how
did he
get here?
Don't look too far into Joe's past.
What did he do? Nothing to see here.